So what you're saying is that you're going to teach me about the Black Eyed Peas?
I'm going to teach you about the Black Eyed Peas.
So real. So real.
Oh, I should. Okay. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Was That in Good Taste? I'm one of your hosts. My name is Chandler Phillips. And with me, as always, is the other host, producer, and basically leg man for everything that goes down on
so
this.
Real. James Beery.
Keeping it.
So real.
We have a real fun episode for you today because I get to put on my professor coat and give a little lecture. I've been getting minimal sleep lately. Piecing together the connecting the dots, figuring out the grand scheme, the larger creation, what does it all mean? And I think I might have cracked the code. And I think
you can't give it to them for free.
Oh, what do they got to do?
You got to like, comment, and subscribe.
Any other things I got to do? Any other prerequisites? Mr. Government?
Clean your ass. Wear deodorant when you go to public places. I'm afraid of the chemicals. I'm afraid of your stink.
Stink.
I'm sorry. Surreal.
That felt like it came
That's
from
my Surreal, James Beery.
That was a...
I just dropped the surreal facts on you.
That came from a surreal place.
Yeah. Just imagine at the end of everything, just sitting with your friends out of nowhere. I'm in the back at the end of the conversation.
Surreal. We need to collect drops. We need to harvest.
Surreal.
Drops. I figured it out, ladies and gentlemen. They've been in front of our eyes for decades now. But we all kind of just took them for granted. And as it turns out, whom we've come to know as the artists, the Black Eyed Peas, are in fact celestial cosmic beings that embody certain tropes that are found throughout Abrahamic biblical texts. And I believe that they have ushered us into, we've begun a new epoch.
What the fuck is happening? This is okay.
And it actually, the transition was kind of seamless. Like, bless up to BEP. They managed to both tell us that the end of our epoch was over. Like, the pretty much everything from, you know what, let's say the 1300s. Everything from the 1300s up until 2010, that was just...
They had it unlocked?
That was an era.
Wow.
That was an era is, I guess, smaller, but like that was a cycle, I suppose. And
it was the epoch.
It was the epoch, exactly. Epic, if you're from the West Coast. I can say it because I'm from there.
There's Black Eyed Peas on the table. You're hitting me with some stuff. I'm here for it. Okay.
All right. So I know this is a lot to digest.
So they're aliens.
They're not aliens per se. Because like aliens would be like intelligent life from another planet or something. But they're more like elder ones. Like not in a Lovecraftian way either. And more like a... let's say demigod kind of way. But even that, like, it doesn't quite do justice.
It's not quite, it doesn't quite do justice.
Like, yeah. Archangel, I think, might be, what's the biblically accurate archangel? Is that the one that has, like, all the rings in the...
Isn't that just a biblically accurate angel?
It's got wings and rings and flings and
things. Oh, yeah, and it has, like, swords floating in the air and stuff and things just are like around it. Empty Starbucks cups. Just like all the things.
Yeah. And they incarnated as we know them, as the music group Black Eyed Peas.
Oh.
And it's kind of risky for me to be sharing this out loud with the public.
Oh my God. Are they the fucking Illuminati?
No. No.
Are the Black Eyed Peas?
No. No.
The Illuminati?
The Illuminati wishes they knew what was going on with the Black Eyed Peas. Because let me ask you this. One of the biggest, most influential hip-hop groups of the millennium. Can you name more than half of their members?
I can barely do two because I wasn't sure that Fergie was in it. I like knew that, but like if I don't see them in front of me, I'm like, is that Fergie or like another person? Then the almost future president of Ghana or Haiti?
No, that's Wyclef Jean.
Is that really? I thought that was Will I Am.
Was it Will I Am? I know. I feel like we need to fact check that one.
I'm pretty sure it was Will I Am, right? Now I'm probably fucking wrong. Guess what? I don't fucking, because guess what? That's how little I know about the Black Eyed Peas.
Well, for your information.
For my information.
The Black Eyed Peas. Okay, here's the analogy. Here's the allegory. Do you ever watch Bad Omens? Or no, Good Omens?
Yeah, Neil Gaiman. Of course.
Yes. They're kind of like the Four Horsemen, but like chill. Like a savior type, where they're not necessarily pestilence plague.
They're going to save you with the funk.
The funk. And
the dance.
And the beat and the rhythm and the boom, boom, pow.
And the oh my God, that's how this them fight. The boom, boom, pow. Oh.
Gotta get that.
Gotta get that.
Gotta get that. Boom, boom, boom. So yeah, that's what the Black Eyed Peas are. And I actually am very proud of the cocktail that I manifested for this episode.
The half drink? But I have an idea. Don't do it!
Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
Ah, this is the cocktail. It's either it's like here or it's like here.
Oh, are you pulling up a picture of it?
Maybe a video.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That would be cool. I gonna do that?
He did. He's acting.
I don't know if I'm gonna do that.
He was in Madagascar. Will I Am was in Madagascar 2, Escape to Africa, as the character Moto Moto. Which is the hippo that is infatuated with Gloria, and it jeopardizes her relationship with Melvin.
Okay, I'm learning about Madagascar.
You're learning about a lot today, so just buckle up, bitch.
Buckle in, strap up, strap me. We're doing poppers.
Fuck yeah. Let's...
Little Snipe Selly boys. Buds,
let's
gals, days, thems.
Aside from a couple of like maybe tax issues, Will I Am has never been in Haiti. You were thinking of Wyclef Jean.
Was I really? Oh,
which I mean, kind of makes sense because he does the song with Shakira, and like Will I Am and Fergie and. Wyclef Jean and Shakira, like it's basically the.
Wait, how many people are in? Is it like Linkin Park, where it's like Chester and Mike, but then there's also Mr. Han, you know?
Okay,
like
maybe you know, kinda.
Like you know,
but they've had verses on songs. You like know. You would hear their verse and you'd be like, I know that, but you wouldn't know which. All right, so
I'm like, listening to the album out of nowhere, like Mr. Han, you're like, oh. Huh, why is there a random thing?
Oh, this guy nice. Going on. That's pretty neat.
Or like one of the songs, somebody that you don't know just like pops in with a fire ass verse. You're like, I want more of that.
That would be
yeah, there's a reason they're not in a lot of songs.
I mean, they're the guys making the magic happen.
So what is the cocktail?
So the cocktail. So glad you asked.
Thank I'm sorry. I'm so excited about the Black Eyed Peas.
Me if too. You can't, I have a, like I have a glass of like, them. They're actually kind of good. Did you try one?
I try one.
They kind of taste like chickpeas. They're a little bit earthier. Like
I know what a black eyed pea tastes like.
Straight out of the can? Or did you have it prepared, city boy?
Anyway.
I don't know why I'm coming at you so hot right now. I think it's the pisco. So we made a pisco sour, and this is courtesy of Grace King. She recommended that in order to tie in the black eyed pea thing, she was like, what if you used like black eyed pea juice? And I was like,
whoa, what if?
What? Because as we have had on the show before, we've had cocktails that are vegan renditions of cocktails that would traditionally have egg whites in them, giving them a frothy, foamy top. You can get
it. It was great. Look, see, froth. Here's the froth.
So much froth.
Wow,
so much
look at the froth. Ooh.
It was a creamy, velvety. But you can get around that using aquafaba.
Aquafaba.
James, do you know what aquafaba translates to?
It translates to water faba.
Mm-hmm. Which means bean.
Oh.
It's bean water.
It is bean water.
That's any kind of bean water is aquafaba. See, you had shown me previously that we would do like chickpea juice and
a little shaky shake.
Little garbanzo bean juice. And pretty much either of those two were good. But I didn't really know if you could use anything other than either of those two. Irregardlessly. I had the thought, wait, if aquafaba is just any bean juice and black eyed peas are a legume and within the bean realm, they're related. They're cousins. They're like kissing cousins. So I thought, well, what if we use the aquafaba from the black eyed peas to make a cocktail while talking about the black eyed peas?
If we were on Chopped, they'd be like, where are the black eyed peas? Use the aquafaba? That's like pretty safe. Just like.
Pretty safe. Like, I think it adds a robust flavor.
I thought
to
that
it.
We should have blended it up and drank it raw.
You wanted to make a black eyed pea hummus
with vodka in it.
Now, James, I know the question that's on your mind is why a pisco sour?
Why a pisco sour?
Because pisco, black-eyed pisco together.
Are you fucking kidding me? I'm sorry. I apologize.
You're welcome.
God.
It's okay. I forgive. I forgive Evan everything.
Pisco itself
is a pretty interesting spirit. We got this one. It's El Gobernador. Is that what it says?
We're going to talk about, listen, just saying, tasting table or behind the bar or whatever. One of them. One of these guys. You're gonna see something about this specifically.
Yeah, we're going to get a little bit more in depth. It was a quick background on
put
it.
But a little quick.
Wait, I've been doing a fuck ton of talking.
No, I love it.
I've been kind of.
Okay, well, the peas go.
I commandeered the reins.
Where the peas go. It's like where the black eyed peas
go.
Go is a grape. So is this grape juice? Is it like a grape brandy, effectively?
It's a grape brandy. Kind of like a grappa.
But it's. I don't know. It's gross.
But
I don't want to. I haven't made up my mind yet. It smells sweet. It's made of grapes. It's only like $30 or something.
Yeah, it was pretty affordable.
You know,
40% alcohol content kind of clocks in anywhere around.
But it
like
says nothing on it. Yeah. And this is one of the things that when you like,
wait, it says some things like
small batch. What does that mean?
It means the batch was small.
That means nothing.
That means, hey, have you seen a large batch?
Reservado. Reserve. Okay, reserve from what?
From the it's the best. It's been reserved.
Moscatel.
That's actually
Seleccionado.
I think that's the grape that's in it.
That is the grape that's in it. And then there's nothing on here. There's no
that's about it.
Information, no thoughts, no interesting story. Instead, It's just a grain alcohol made from grape juice.
It's not a grain alcohol.
Sorry, not a grain. It's a fruit alcohol. It's a brandy.
You're giving the people false information.
Sorry.
Well, here's the deal.
I'm sorry.
This was the only Pisco I could find in the wine and spirits shops that were open. So
not a lot of Pisco going around these days.
No. It makes you wonder, where's the peace going?
Where'd the peace go?
Where's the love, y'all?
Okay. We drank this and it, like, the fizz is gone. It was creamy.
It was so
rich.
It was like if you frothed, like if you did a latte. You could have done latte art with this aqua.
I mean, it looked like egg yolk, and I don't taste the bean. I don't taste the bean. It tastes like iced tea. It's lemon juice.
Yeah. I just forgot
what it was called.
1.5 ounces of Pisco.
Pisco.
Ounce lemon juice.
But then
ounce aquafaba. Black eyed pea aquafaba.
This is the fun though. Here's the thing. I think that's really cool.
Did you remix?
Because that's like really cool. Right. Actually, I like it because the aquafaba, I think, gives it a kind of denser foam. Also, I don't like the eggy taste of egg whites in cocktails, even if I ate them. I did not like that. I do not like it now.
I do not like it, Sam.
We were out of simple syrup, and so we just made like a simple Demerara simple syrup. And I think that the molassesy kind of rich sweetness kind of transforms this whole thing from what I think would have tasted like a bright kind of rum ish drink with lemon juice and simple syrup into something that tastes like iced tea.
It does. It is very reminiscent of iced tea, but I think that's because of the various kind of herby kind of notes that you get from the Pisco. Like it has its sweetness. It almost kind of reminds me of like a more diluted cross between the Slivovitz plum brandy that we tried and the Smith and Cross overproof Jamaican rum. It's just kind of a more diluted version that's, I think, kind of between those two flavors in that it has a fruity, like a purpley kind of fruit. Or actually, this one, it's more of like a green grape.
Yeah, it's like apple-y. It's like bright. It's like Granny Smith.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a little acidic. You know, it's because it's tart.
But then you actually get hit with some of that, like...
Hadouken.
Yeah, the ethanol. The, like, you can taste the still in it.
Taste the quality.
Now, James, play nice. Hey, you don't want to ruffle any feathers.
No, I'm sorry. I just want some Pisco.
I think I've been snacking on the peas here.
Because you're fucking strange.
They're delicious, and I stand by my statement. I think the Black Eyed Pea Aquafaba helps bolster, and I think the Demerara sugar, sugar helps a substantial amount. But I think this would be the type of cocktail that I would want to sell at maybe like a higher end bar.
Oh, I mean, I would have made it just the way it was made today. With a, I don't know, like a thin slice of a air-dried or freeze-dried kind of like orange. Even though I hate that shit because if you can't fucking eat it or drink it, it shouldn't be in your fucking drink. But it's for the aesthetic. It's for,
you know what,
if you want to dig that shit out, you can eat it.
Do grated orange zest so that it kind of sprinkles
in. Grated candy orange zest.
Yes. Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
That actually sounds fucking great.
That would be a stellar
cocktail. Because I think that like the citrus kind of goes together with like, it already has the lemon juice in it, you know, and the Pisco. We're not talking about that. And then.
Wait, I do want to give shouts out where shouts out to do. Like Pisco is one of the, I guess, national drinks of both Chile.
And, I hate it. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
And Peru. So, like, I think we need to keep our eyes out for another Pisco. I think maybe we think
do a Pisco showdown.
A little Pisco hide and seek.
A pisco.
You know what they say, what peace goes around comes around. Does that one... Damn it. I thought that one was good.
I thought it was funny. I'm sorry.
Is there any other last thoughts, notes, and opinions you want to throw at either the cultures that make the spirit or...
Are you asking me to say something racist?
No, I'm asking if you want to.
No, I think I'm good. I think I am doing fine without saying anything about the fine people from which this liquor's history comes from or doesn't come from, whose ever history it belongs to or shared. I respect.
According to the Wikipedia, it was brought over by Spanish colonizers. So you're saying you like colonialism?
I mean,
yeah, so it was brought over in like the 1600s or whatever. So like,
whatever.
No big deal.
No big deal. I got a feeling.
It's an interesting spirit. And I got a feeling that we're going to get into the spirit of the Black Eyed Peas. And by the end of this, you're going to want to join my church of... The B, the E, and the P.
Continue, please.
All right, so.
I'm dead. I'm sorry.
In the beginning. All was dark. God created the heavens and the earth. And they thought, yo, this shit's dope. And then on the next day, they split the waters of the firmament and said, like, yo, these waters go over here, this firmament goes over here. And they said, yo, that's good. And then on the third day, they said, let's get it started. In here.
God damn it. Fuck, I hate the Black Eyed Peas.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running. So, open. We...
open.
Open. We open on a empty stage. A spotlight shines down.
Boom. That's the sound of the lights turning on the
boom. A single,
because lights make sounds.
Child stands in the spotlight. His name, William James Adam Jr., born March 15th, 1975. Then right next to him, boom, boom. Then another thing happens, and who's next to him? It's shit. I lost it.
I love this. No.
And then next to him is the one of the other guys.
I sure do. Yeah.
Oh, Alan Pineda Lindo Jr.
Oh man, we all love Alan Pineda.
Pineda Lindo Jr.
Lindo Judah. We all love Alan.
What are they doing? Hip hop dancing with their music crew called Tribal Nation.
Hey. Now,
Adams took the stage with the stage name Will 1X, while Pinedo Lindo adopted the name Apple D App.
Apple D, Apple D, Apple D, Apple D App.
Their friends joined the group, Dante Santiago and Mookie Mook, followed shortly by DJ Motive 8. Actor David Fausto opened an all-ages club named Ballistics in 1991 inside the old Whiskey A Go. This is straight off Wikipedia.
I love this.
I'm just going off there early.
Off of Whiskey A Go Go.
Oh, sorry. Rapper Eazy-E caught their show and signed them to the group Ruthless Records, changing the group name to Otbun Clan.
What?
Okay, some of this we're going to be finding out at the same time.
Okay, I thought you were teaching me, but it looks like we're learning together.
Look, the study of scripture never ends.
Wow, I love this. This is like a consortium or something of like all the greatest minds in the BEP universe. And it's us, somebody who doesn't even like or know the Black Eyed Peas.
I know them. They're my friends. They talk to me. They give me hope and inspiration. In 1995, Will.i.am and Apple D.app formed a new group named the Black Eyed Pods.
So because they weren't ready.
Because they were still
they in knew the it. Pod. That's why they did that. That's intentional.
They were still in the catacomb with Jamie Gomez.
Could you imagine AKA, if you come out the Black Eyed Pods?
They get sued by Apple. They're just like, hey, you can't be the Black iPods. You just we got the whole like rainbow spectrum of them, including black. You can't be the Black iPods. It's copyright infringement.
Oh shit.
Jamie Gomez joins the crew with the stage name Taboo, along with Kim Hill, a singer who featured on a select number of tracks. This is in 1995. Now, as we know the Black Eyed Peas today, they didn't really get the mainstream notoriety until their first hit song, Where's the Love?
Where's the Love?
Back in 2005. Followed swiftly by Let's Get It Started.
Let's get it started.
But let's not forget about the following year's album, Elefunk, which featured such hits as Pump It.
Yeah, Pump It.
And My Humps.
My Humps, My Humps, My Humps.
Which inspired Will Ferrell in the movie Blades of Glory. We were talking about this backstage, but I will bring it for stage. Will Ferrell in Blades of Glory says to John Hader,
John Hader.
Yeah. Says to him, we're going to skate to one song and one song only. And that's going to be.
And one song only. I can't do the fucking
ball so hard. And he says, My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas. So that song, without that song, that whole Kanye Jay-Z collab never would have happened.
Were they in Paris? Where they were chilling.
I don't know if it was referencing just them. I don't know if they were like calling someone out.
Could have been saying somebody else.
If they were like, oh.
Is that for everybody? I don't know.
Who's to say? Who's to say? Art is art. If you have to ask.
I've never listened to the words, so I always just assumed that it was them and that they were in Paris.
They say, that shit cray, ain't it, Jay?
Yeah. Oh, I know that too. Yeah. Oh, and then they say, whatever they say after that. If it was playing right now, we'd be like, yeah, that shit cray. That
shit was cray. And it's so cray that it wouldn't exist without Will.i.am, Apple D.app.
Oh, my God. And Taboo.
And Taboo.
And Kim Hill.
Kim Hill. I'm sorry, babes.
It happens.
Sometimes you're there for a season, not for a series. They later changed the name from Pods to Peas. Oof. And their music started to grow and develop a more conscious and musical and a conscious appearance style after being signed to Interscope Records and releasing their debut Behind the Front in 1998. The group and their accompanying live band earned critical acclaim.
When did It's Getting Started come out?
It's Getting Started came out in 2005.
I was wondering if that was before or after they became...
In 2002. So, lest we go back. Before time.
I'm just wondering. They were like getting conscious. I'm just wondering, you know.
They were...
That song is, you know.
Well, they were getting conscious. And then they brought on...
Is that even the name of the song? I don't know. Isn't that the name of the radio version, right? Isn't that the name of the, isn't that the name of the radio version?
Now, now listen here. Their second album, Bridging the Gap, produced singles Weekends featuring S. Thoreau and Request Plus Line featuring Macy Gray.
I love me some Macy Gray.
Wasn't Macy Gray canceled or something?
I don't know. Oh, didn't she say something like anti-union or something?
I don't know.
I mean, to be real, I'm sorry. I don't mean to just make it Macy Gray, but all I know her is, I try to say goodbye, and I choke. That's it. Like, she's one word to me. So, sorry.
All right. So, they were, Black Eyed Peas were doing all this stuff in the...
I apologize, Macy Gray.
She's going to really appreciate that. Thank you. Shall I continue?
Yes, please. I'm sorry.
2002. A young up-and-coming artist by the name of Stacey Ferguson joins the group. Ugh. Was chosen as the lead singer after being introduced by or to the band by Santiago, a.k.a. Taboo. Their next album... Is this one Elefunk? That one is Elefunk. The Elefunk's the one that has, like, the big major hits.
Yeah, it's got
Hey Mama. It's got... Does it have Pump It? It's got Let's Get It Started. It's got Where's the Love. It's got all the hits. And it's actually got a couple, like, low-key bangers, too. Like, actually, I don't know. I don't fucking know Elefunk. What I do know was their hit fucking... Blasting Box album. Okay. Not a year later, Monkey Business, which had Don't Funk With My Heart, classic.
I don't even think I know that song.
No, Don't Funk With My Heart.
God damn it, fuck.
Girl, you why are you so insecure?
I hate you.
You got all passionate right. love version. You always claiming I'm a cheat to say I'm up and go leave ya. You must have caught amnesia. That's why you don't believe.
I'm sorry. I got bored to death.
Yeah.
I got bored to death by the Black Eyed Peas.
Bored to death? See, this is just because you're not seeing the signs. See, I told you about their early stuff, right? Now, what do we know from the biblical texts, right? God did all the stuff, right? He made the things.
He made
the beasts. He made stuff. He made Adam. Now, Adam kind of represents like the social consciousness that came with civilization once man developed consciousness. Once humanity kind of took those upright steps and recognized the self and existed, not out of just survival instinct, but out of a desire to see the future.
Mm-hmm.
A will, so to speak.
A will. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a consciousness of that will. I am. Point number one.
Fuck.
Will I am represents the eruption of consciousness that leads to the agricultural developments that propel civilization forward. Argument number one.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Pretty deep there.
Now, the Black Eyed Pods, not very popular.
No.
Some would say they were kind of like a beast that was misnamed. Maybe someone got a little distracted. Maybe they're just not finished naming all the beasts in the fields and all the plants and the trees and all that. And they just thought, you know what? Need a little spark. Need a little extra magic. What does God do?
What does God do?
He makes Eve. Now, the Black Eyed Peas couldn't have got Eve at this time because Eve was hot. Like the artist Eve.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Would later go on and do like. Wait, was
I know Eve.
Yeah.
I know Eve.
You're familiar.
I'm familiar with Eve. Eve.
Yeah, well, they couldn't get Eve, so they settled for Fergie. And with Fergie.
Isn't that how it always is?
How am I talking about a celestial deity like this? It is beyond me, but you know.
How could you?
They're forgiving. They can take a joke. So Fergie represents the actual synthesis of civilization. You know, where at one point the consciousness and the divine feminine work in a togetherness to create life and prosperity, really. Now you're probably wondering about how Apple the App and Taboo fit in.
Oh my god, what? Apple the App. Apple.
The forbidden fruit.
Apple.
The knowledge.
Not only Apple, it's not just Apple, it's Apple the Apple.
The app.
As in the Apple.
Apple. The Apple.
Yeah, Apple. The Apple. Like the one from the story.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, is that really it?
Yes.
Oh my god, I'm catching on.
Are you starting to catch? All right, so you got
Taboo.
Taboo. What could possibly
represent? Is that the human's first sin?
Was knowing forbidden knowledge.
Knowing forbidden things knowledge. Things
that they weren't supposed to talk about.
Oh my god, are you fucking kidding
taboo?
Me?
Taboo. The temptation in the garden.
But then why is there
the
Fergie?
The snake?
No.
Fergie is the feminine divine. In
her name is not Eve. It's just,
I mean, again.
It's Fergie. I'm not hating Fergie or the name Fergie. I'm just saying that I personally just, when I envision the feminine divine, it's like Alanis Morissette or Beyonce, not, I mean, it could be Fergie, yes, but like she wouldn't be named Fergie.
No, her name was. Her name was Stacy Fergalicious.
Whatever her name is, it'd be that.
It would be that.
I'm so mad.
You're catching on now.
That
right?
Like I started to catch on. Oh, fuck.
So now the first two albums that they produced, what are the two kind of common themes across the names of the album? You got Monkey Business, Ella Funk, maybe something from the cradle of civilization, Mesopotamia.
What?
You know, where both Indian elephants and African elephants both migrate through, as well as monkeys.
Oh my fucking god! What kind of fucking what is happening?
Think about it, huh? Think about it.
Okay.
Cradle of. Where else would you expect to find the holy
monkey business and Ella Funk?
Mm-hmm.
Where on earth do they cross?
Sodom and Gomorrah. Monkey business, obviously Sodom.
Yeah, I can see that.
Gomorrah's a little bit more Ella Funk. I'll give them that. And this is again evident by songs titles such as Hey Mama, Incest. Gross. My Humps, Sodomy.
That oh fuck, you're right.
Lust.
Sin. Not pure
sin. Where's the love? It's just sex.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Where is the love? There is none. God, this is carnal. It's just
they're
sin.
They're telling us, hey, God's starting to get a little fed up.
Where
guys.
Is the love?
Where's the love? Where is the love?
People acting like they ain't got no mamas.
People living, trying to get between the dramas.
Wow.
If that's not impactful, who did Jesus see starving in the streets? People living like they ain't got no mamas.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now we could go on and further dissect the lyrics of each song.
Yeah, it'd be amazing. But, I see it already.
But that would require a lot more research on my part. So that might be for
we don't do that.
A future TED Talk. Because I mean, we only got so much time to really break down each anomaly
this is a common image I see of the Black Eyed Peas with their heads on what looks like a hydra.
Yeah, or they're kind of in a stance where like their body kind of tends to morph, but what's defined is the bust of each one.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, And I don't mean bust like their boobs, okay? I know what you're thinking.
No, you're fucking immature.
No.
I wasn't thinking about that. Yeah, I was thinking about semen.
Skip forward a couple years. They've had some hits here and there. You know, floods, famines, prophets, all that good stuff. Skip to 2010, when we got our first warning.
Oh, no.
With their album, The End.
The end of what?
That's it. It's just The End. And on this album, there are a handful of number one fucking bangers of songs. Now, what both this album, The End, and the immediately following album.
The Beginning?
The Beginning. You're going to see.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They gotta be fucking with me. Because that shit is so fucking easy. That's not even a fucking joke.
No, we had a definitive end to our epoch. I can't drop the final one on you to say, like, the transition in 2010 when, like, we shifted kind of in an astrological but also in, like, a demi-spiritual. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I really don't. I was just kind of stringing together words.
What are some of the number one hits off of The End?
Now, from The End, you might recognize this one. But then again, you might not. It wasn't one of their biggest ones, but it is Can You Meet Me Halfway?
Never heard of it.
Can you meet me halfway?
No,
that's not it.
That's not what it's no.
I've been looking down night and day.
Oh, night and day. Oh, God.
My heart's in the middle. And this is where I'll stay.
Okay. Do-do-do-do. Fuck, I'm mad that I know it.
I can't go any further than this.
Who's singing?
That's Fergie on that one. And then is Will.i.am pops in with the.
It kind of has a little bit of rhythm of the night going on in the background during her part.
Yeah. Oh, it does. Oh, yeah, I got. Okay, yeah, I see where you're going.
Yeah, you see where I'm going, right?
No, very simple. But it. And it all has a, like, a finality.
I'm mad aspect. I know that song. What other songs are on there? I'm so mad.
And the Can You Meet Me Halfway obviously is talking about halfway between heaven and earth because, you know, they're the mediators.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So the next one, Boom Boom Pow. Now, as is in the beginning and in the end, everything was created, everything was destroyed, and a boom, boom, pow. Now, we're going to dog ear that one for now, and I'll come back to Boom, Boom, Pow. Following Boom, Boom, Pow, we have, because that is the proverbial climax. Like, that is the ball dropped, right? Then we have I Got a Feeling, which we were listening to.
I Got a Feeling.
The quintessential Bar Mitzvah song. That
tonight's gonna be a good night.
That tonight's gonna be a good night. What's maybe something that you heard in that song that maybe kind of stuck out to you?
There's like some weird points where they're like chanting something.
Yeah, whereas...
What are they like, saying?
They're, fill up my cup, drink.
Yeah. Fill up my cup. That's very interesting. I don't know why that.
What's the immediate next lyric?
I don't remember.
Fill up my cup. Drank. Mazel tov. L'chaim.
Oh yeah, that's the fucking that stupid ass.
They're throwing out Hebrew because this is a reference to the Israelites being in the Promised Land. Both in the end, where the Zionism and. The Israelites will occupy the land, and this was a nod by the Black Eyed Peas to be like, hey, drink up. Because as we both know, Mazel Tov and L'chaim are like the cheers in Hebrew. An ancient...
they couldn't have just been saying, like, Mazel Tov.
And
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. L'chaim. I'm dry. I can do it. I'm just dry.
Why would they just L'chaim. Say something when they could be telling us something the entire time?
Do you know what? You're right.
Who?
It's all a message.
Why else would you have a stranglehold on the global pop culture beast if not to tell us?
It's so weird because I don't even know who the fuck is in it. I don't know the songs, but I know every song.
Every song I have mentioned so far, you know it, and you didn't realize how much you knew it. And it's not because these songs are corny or they're cheesy or generic. It's that they are designed to embed themselves in your head by a divine entity, a four-headed, I wouldn't say beast, because, like, I'm still kind of hoping they're a little bit more benevolent than malevolent. So, like, well,
beasts can be like a lovely deer is a beast.
Yeah. All right.
Right. Yeah. You know, all right. Who said they're not like a lovely beast, a lovely four human-headed bust on like a unicorn?
They're kind of like if like picture a sphinx, but instead of having like a head where where the cat head would be, it's just four heads all along the back.
I was about to say, I was having literally the same thought. Only is like instead of it's like a centaur, but because it's like four heads, it's like four busts. Just across the length.
Just the old wall. I love how
we had the same exact thought. Because it's like fucking, that's why I laugh so hard. Just like, even before you said it. Because it's so fucking funny. I just like the visualization. Like, that's how would they walk? How would they like turn? It's like very family. I feel like it's very Futurama.
Yeah.
Absolutely head in a jar. Yeah, absolutely just hilarious. Like,
oh no, now we're all.
Do you think the Black Eyed Peas have ever been in Futurama? Because I feel like they have to have been heads in a jar at some point.
Beck was in Futurama. I would be shocked to find that Will.i.am or Fergie weren't in Futurama, but I could see it. So that's...
Oh, they played a Black Eyed Peas song, but no.
Oh.
The boogie that be.
Interesting.
Bender played it at a party.
You know, Bender's pretty rad. He's actually a pretty good role model for children.
I agree.
In fact, I think everyone should get tattooed. Bender is great. And they should tell all the impressionable youths in their area to emulate Bender from Futurama.
This Black Eyed Peas shit is blowing my mind. It's so weird.
We come now. We've gotten through the end.
So now it's the beginning.
And now we're at the beginning. The album The Beginning also features songs such as I'm a Bee. Also,
I'm a Bee. How's it go? I'm a Bee. I'm a Bee.
I'm a Bee.
Yeah,
I'm a Bee. Rich, baby, I'm a Bee.
How do I know this shit? Because I worked in a Starbucks. That's why.
Now, as we know, theologically, right? Yes.
As no, we are theologians.
As we theologians know that God didn't just create, or like no one just created God. Like they willed themselves into existence.
Of course.
They said will and I am. Almost like they were saying, I am to be. And in that they became. Shorten it to I'm a bee.
Oh my fucking God. I'm a bee, I'm a bee, I'm a bee. It's not saying, it's like, I will be.
I will
be. It's not even an assertion. It's a statement of fact.
Willing oneself back into existence after creating one. Because or after will. After destroying oneself.
Because it's not just, because it's both. I am will and will I am. Mm-hmm. Because you will yourself into being, and as such you are will.
You are and you will.
And you will. Oh my God.
And you will be. And so in order to manifest that,
you just,
I'm a bee.
I'm a bee.
Oh. I'm a bee. And then of course the
but they're a little insecure, so you gotta say it a few times.
It's more of a mantra.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's a mantra of sorts.
You're sitting there. I'm a bee, I'm a bee, I'm a bee.
I'm a bee, I'm a bee, I'm a bee, I'm a bee. Yeah. Bee, 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 I'm a bee. And then we also have, I got a feeling, again, a nod to God choosing the Hebrews as the chosen. You know, whether or not it's like they got chosen for a good job, a shit job, they're chosen.
They're chosen.
They're chosen. I don't know.
There are people.
They were there. They took the job. You know, Yahweh was like, hey, anyone want a God? And they said, shit, I'd take a God.
Hey, we can use one.
We can. Boy, could I use a God about now.
Hey, so last time we had Bast. Oof.
In the God's presence.
The same.
So this brings us back to the song Boom Boom Pow, where all the secrets have been revealed. Boom Boom Pow is like the unfolding of their script the entire.
Let me get that boom boom boom.
Now there's a specific lyric in Boom Boom Pow that I think we all remember, where Fergie explicitly admits that our society, our civilization, our growth as humanity up until that point had not progressed really even to a touchable level to where their consciousness is coming from.
Mm.
In the line, you're so 2000 and late, we're so 3008.
Oh my God, you're so 2008.
Or no, it's we're 3008, you're so 2000 and late.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I got that boom, 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 that future boom, boom, boom. Let me get it now. And then Will.i.am comes in with the hook.
Are they foreseeing the apocalypse?
They laid out the entire textbook. They said 3008. That's when the next epoch's up.
Oh.
But because of the timing of Boom Boom Pow, both at the end and the beginning, we are both 2000 and late because we're leaving one, the previous time duration, and we have ascended into now the duration between 2000 and late to 3008. Or actually, I guess at that time it'd be 2010, like October or something.
Eventually it's gonna be 2150, like 2101.
Yeah.
It just sounds weird to even say.
Isn't that just fucking wild? And they'll still be around. They'll still be looking after us, man. They'll still be putting out music. You know what? They just put out a goddamn single this year. They had an album out in 2021. They've been putting up records, dude.
They really haven't stopped.
They have not stopped. And they said, can you meet me halfway? But they keep pushing further. Look, man,
I feel pushed.
If that doesn't reveal some, like, hidden truths about what's been going on in the Black Eyed Peas, I don't know what to tell you.
That's really fucked up. I low-key kind of believe that some of this shit is really intentional. It has to be.
It's art, man. It has to be intentional.
But like,
you can't just be. You think?
Because I don't know them, and I don't know their process, and I don't know what is art, and I don't. I'm not the person. But I'm just wondering. Like, I guess because I don't like see them sitting there making music. I guess I don't know. I just assumed that like they just existed, and maybe like a studio made music for them?
What, you thought they were just some animatronic robots?
It never occurred to me that, I don't know, what they're doing, sitting around, cracking. Because these songs, some of them are just, okay, they're just vapid, okay? I'm sorry, I don't know what you want from me. And you're just like, they're listening to a fucking, like, dance song. It's fine. And I just don't imagine that somebody's like, man, I'm going to write this song called Sandstorm. Like, I'm going to really just sit there, you know, but somebody did though.
And it takes a certain Zen state to get to that level of creativity, or the opposite of a Zen state. It could take so much of a turbid.
They fucking state. Just hate it every time. You know, like literally they're making like this music. Like, they just like fucking hate them. It's like Doja Cat.
Like just,
Doja Cat is like that right now.
Why is Doja Cat
hating? In addition to like dating like a fucking racist, she like hates her fans now or something.
That's a bad PR move.
You know,
I'm no expert.
Maybe don't hate your fans.
I'm no expert. I just, you know, I worked in a PR job once.
Say maybe you should.
But that, like, hating your fans.
Publicly?
Publicly.
Like, of course, the pores. Puh.
And, like, sometimes it's cool to hate your fans, like, if you're punk. But, like, I'm sorry, Miss Cat.
I'm sorry. Like, Steve Lacy's not cool. You know,
it's like, what, now you're coming after Steve Lacy?
Steve Lacy's like, oh yeah, person in the crowd who's filming. Hey, let me see your phone. Breaking their phone.
What?
I'm just gonna say that, like, you know, like, I'm not saying it's fun, but like, whatever. This is the world you live in. Like, I'm sorry, the purity of your art is not maintained by the audience that's just perceiving your art the way that they are going to, because they're not you. And maybe if you were more entertaining, they wouldn't want to have their phones out. I don't know. Or maybe you're so entertaining that they want to capture and cherish the moment of everything that you're doing.
Maybe right? They're just so enamored.
The Black Eyed Peas love their fans.
Black Eyed Peas love your fans.
They fucking love their fucking fans.
In fact, they love their fans so much. You know what they did in 2011?
What did they do?
They played the Super Bowl.
I fucking forget. That was actually kind of a Super Bowl. Performance.
Yeah, it's four people having to stare at the stage. Like, honestly, if you kind of have to have like drop in guests. Like, okay, look, again, I'm no expert, but if I were planning a Super Bowl halftime party, you have one main person,
Dr. Dre,
and then you have a couple of people who would drop in four verses,
Eminem, Mary J. Blige, mm-hmm. And then you have your 50 Cent pop up randomly,
Random pop up. And then you got to close it out with just like someone that like we all expected, but you're just happy to see there too, because it's kind of like a reunion of sorts.
And it's also really fun to see Snoop like Dogg. The Anderson Paak like stand on the stage playing the drums.
That was pretty cool.
You know, like it's just really fun to have that.
I feel like Black Eyed Peas, as much as they love their fans, there's only so much they can do to communicate with mortals.
I'm weak. My soul is weak.
I think we have a lot to look forward to in the upcoming century, millennia. And I just hope, by God, we're not 3,000 and late by the time we have to be 4,008.
Fuck.
Anything
I'm honestly anything
you want to debrief, honestly. I know this is, I threw a lot at
there's
you.
There's a lot happening here.
Do you want to break it down? Do you want to
I find that before the beginning, I think I doubted a lot. And
you did. I felt it.
That's the thing about the beginning, actually, is that it actually sets in a context everything from before the end.
The end is the beginning, and the beginning is after the end.
I just don't understand how these people can just like fucking pound out so many hit fucking records.
The only thing to explain it: divine intervention.
Blessed will I am. I'ma be. I'm never going to forget any of their names now. Apple the App. Of course, Taboo. And Fergie, that's it. It's game over.
We definitely have to have a further elaboration.
Oh, no, you feel like we need to do like a part two? Do we have to go see the Black Eyed Peas?
We'd probably have to go see the Black Eyed Peas. But in addition to that, we'd have to get into the gospels of both Will.i.am and Fergie on there. Offshoot projects, both with Will.i.am, doing stuff with T-Pain, Flo Rida, mm-hmm. Britney. It's Britney, bitch.
It's Britney, bitch.
Fergie, she had Fergalicious. She had London Bridge. She predicted the London Bridge falling.
That's crazy.
I know.
Like, who would have thought? I personally never thought.
I'm surprised we didn't listen. She told us, point blank. She said, how come every time I come around, my London Bridge got to go down?
Wow.
I know. You'd think we'd pick up on some of the signs, but like, this is the problem with being a cult leader, is like every now and then you're like, oh, am I the only one who's seeing this?
It's like, oh my God. Like, actually, guys, I'm not a cult leader. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. Like, and you're like, oh yeah, you're a cult leader.
And it's like, no, if you just open your eyes.
Open your eyes.
It's like, it's right in front of you.
Hey, listen. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. No, I'm not going to it's like, start. From, it's like,
how's it happening? Oh, shit. Is this one of them dreams again? Oh, man. Like, I thought I had like, a couple fewer Pisco Sours.
It's time.
Emerge.
For the beginning. For the end, for the Humpty Humps,
for the hit of Fergie. Every time I come around, brothers gather around, always looking at me, up and down, looking
didn't
at
they,
my.
Didn't they use the R word?
Oh, you're gonna bring that up.
I just have to.
You're gonna bring.
I just
that
have to.
Up.
Have to. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, that is a fair point to point out, and. I thought that we had Trotsky scrubbed that from the internet. turns out we need to do a little bit more work on the whole brain scanning thing.
I know, right?
We need to rework the 4G. Oh, no, I'm letting them know too much.
I'll just say that I just think it's like, it's just interesting that like was just like a thing that just happened and it just like got forgotten about.
They changed it. They made amends. And now they do charity work.
Did they apologize?
Yeah. They apologize hella hard.
To me?
Do you feel like you're owed an apology?
Yes. I personally am owed an apology. Why not? Why shouldn't they owe an apology?
I'll have my people call their people.
Okay, why shouldn't they come and apologize? They'd be so great. Honestly, they're like deities. They would come here. They would.
They would.
Honestly, they're here with us right now.
All around us. They bind us. They penetrate us.
Damn, I guess I've learned a lot about the Black Eyed Peas.
You did.
Are we coming? That's it. We're coming to the end.
Or is it the beginning?
Or is it the fucking beginning? Welcome to Was That In Good Taste? What would you do? It was just like, it's the beginning.
And we start that.
We just like start
So
over.
This is a Pisco Sour.
And then. It's like do everything. Oh, that would be. That's pretty funny.
We rewind, but in real time.
I love that.
Oh, man. If only we had the production to, like, make myself puke on demand.
That's gross. I would rather not.
Is there any other wrap-up stuff we got to talk about? We got stickers now. They're pretty fucking
dope
stickers.
Oh, yes. So we have stickers. There's There's a fly. There's a link. And the link tree that is everywhere, including on facebook.com/ Was That In Good Taste? Or my Instagram at
Art of Giving Up.
And of course on Threads or whatever the fuck.
It's also on my Instagram.
And it's also on
Chandler Does Jokes.
Yeah, the link tree is going to be everywhere, and you click it, and it's going to have the podcast, and it's going to have like a little link to a form. It's a Google form. I haven't made it yet.
Okay.
I'll make it right now. It takes like 2 minutes. I'll make it. And then literally, you just request a thing, and then we send you a PayPal request. And then
easy peasy.
And then you get a sticker sent in the mail, free shipping.
That's pretty sick. That's
I've committed to that.
Pretty fucking
dope. I'm not sure
dope.
How well stickers travel in the mail with loose pieces of cardboard leftover from other packages I've ordered taped around them so that they don't bend.
Oh, that's fine.
But I feel like as long as they fit in an envelope.
That is how I've got every single sticker I've
ordered. Right?
And it's just kind of sandwiched between two pieces of cardboard.
Oh, there you go. You're going to get high quality packaging.
With a little bit of cardboard on the side.
Yeah. I guess I should start. There you go.
Remember to like, comment, subscribe.
Black Eyed Peas have gotten us.
I mean, I'm about ready to start a parish.
I've got a feeling.
What kind of like religious hall? Like what kind of meeting house do you think the Black Eyed Peas? Like it wouldn't be a cathedral.
It's a kitchen. It's like a kitchen with a dining room. Kitchen. Is that the Black Eyed Peas?
And they are the Black Eyed Peas.
It's going to be like a soul food.
Or a spaceship.
A dining room on a spaceship.
A dining room on a spaceship.
Drinking?
Is not required, but
it is recommended. I got a feeling. Ooh, that the night's going to be a good night.